Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 10, 40 Years Later. Everybody knows the story of how Chinese blue and white porcelain thoroughly influenced world ceramic history. But we look at the story backwards from its results. How did it look from the other direction, from its beginning? Mid-9th century Tang Dynasty grandees were repulsed by isolated southern Chinese potters' gaudy colors and decorative experiments. Anything other than just undecorated green glaze, replicating jade, or a white glaze, replicating silver, belonged in tombs. Faraway Arabs instantly recognized that new work. Shiploads of southern Chinese stoneware, mostly bowls, were sent to the Abbasid Caliphate in large, reusable ceramic jars. These jars had auspicious inscriptions, usually in Arabic, scrawled along their outside. Arabic was the lingua franca of the entire Indian Ocean trade network, connecting southern China to the Persian Gulf and beyond. Arab potters noticed how much Chinese stoneware was encroaching onto their home market. They responded by inventing a smooth, white, tin-saturated glaze for their own earthenware. A world of color beyond somber Chinese greens and whites was now possible. Cobalt blue was the first new hue, followed by many others. And then someone in Basra invented lusterware, truly replicating jade, gold, and silver. The Arabs sent this new work back to China, along with their Mesopotamian cobalt, to try the look on white Chinese stoneware glazes. The first Chinese blue and white was quite possibly painted by resident Arab traders. The Tang attitude seemed to be, fine, take those foreigners' money. They actually like that vulgar stuff. But so much money was made from all this pottery activity that people criticized the volume of trees wasted by both this new export work as well as all the new art pottery for elite tea ceremonies. Poems lamented how whole mountainsides were being deforested to feed the kilns. For this and other reasons, the growing impact of those vulgar aliens eventually led to a vicious reaction, with widespread looting and killing of resident foreign traders. Colorful decorated ceramics dried up. The incoming Song Dynasty reverted to safe, comfortable, conservative celadons and whites. The world had to wait another 500 years for Persian traders to, again, show Yuan Dynasty potters how to put Mesopotamian cobalt on their new porcelain. Blue and white as we now know it exploded onto the world stage, blossoming over the next 300 years into pottery history's single most recognized chapter. But back in the 9th century, Arab potters saw this tidal wave coming. Their response? Tin glazes, cobalt blue, polychrome, and lusterware helped set this whole story in motion. And they did all that in only 40 years. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember, our life, like our pots, is shaped by our own hands.